All right, Mike. So here's my question for you. Like when you travel, like even just like going to work or whatever, do you like carry a lot of stuff?
Not really. I have a backpack, and the backpack is three notepads, and maybe an umbrella because of the weather. But
So
basic,
you care,
yeah,
yeah.
obviously, weather. But no, my iPhone is, if we're looking at sort of tech, it's practically the only tech that I have with me on a daily basis. I mean, I have my Android phone with me as well because I enjoy it, but I don't need it. I know that I would love to be able to take my iPad to work, but I don't need to. This
Yeah.
is, what we're sort of looking at now is what we look at traveling with. And I would love to have a MacBook Air and an iPad and a Kindle and another e-reader. And do you know what I mean? And the list could go on and on. I have an iPod as well. I would love to have all of them in a little wheelie bag if it weighed half a pound. But I take what I
Yeah.
need with me. And my
Yeah.
iPhone, it fulfills everything. It's got my music, my podcasts, it's got my connection to the internet, which is always, and it's got everything that I would need in a day. Like if we're looking at, in the last show, talking about in the information buckets, my information buckets that I use, which would be Evernote, which I do use, and SimpleNote, they're with me.
Yeah. Well, and I think oftentimes what causes people to bring more than that is the what ifs, right? What if I, have something that my iPhone isn't good enough to do? What if I, have my iPad and I find that I need to code or I need to do something I can't do on the iPad. I don't know what that is. But because I'm a big fan. But the thing is that it's the what ifs that cause people to bring more. I think about like packing to go, as you would say, on holiday or on vacation, right?
Yeah.
It's always the what ifs that get you. What if it rains? Or what if I find I need to go to a nice restaurant? Or what if I need to I have a headache and I need some aspirin, Well, those what ifs will always cause you to pack more because now you're bringing an umbrella, you're bringing a suit, and you're bringing some aspirin, a big bottle of aspirin, when the fact is that if it rains, you can buy an umbrella wherever you're going in the world. If you need to go to a fancy restaurant or someplace that requires a suit, most of the time you can get away with just a jacket and tie is what they're looking for. So you don't need to bring a whole suit. And if you need a bottle of aspirin, once again, any country, you can get something to cure a headache. And so instead of asking about the what ifs, I often think when I pack about, okay. Well, the main thing I think about is how do I get through security and onto the plane with the least amount of stuff
Yeah.
possible? Because the more stuff I have, the more hassle it is.
See, that's the difference for you guys on the other side of the pond is that if I need to get somewhere to somewhere, it's by train. But the majority of them sort of similar-ish type of journeys would be done by plane because obviously the expanse. So that's really why everyone on your side of the pond should be thinking about what is the lightest amount of stuff I can take with me? So I don't have to check in any bags. Which just reminded me of, have you seen Up in the Air? George Clooney
Oh
movie.
yeah.
That
Oh
sort of
yeah.
idea.
Yeah.
Everything in the carry-on.
Yeah. I have a really good friend who pretty much lives that life. Like seriously. Like, he's so I think he's something like 100,000 miles away from a million miles, and
Wow.
he expects to get that within the next few months. And and much of that movie is true, right? Once you get that, once you get a million miles with an airline, you're in
Special club.
their special club for life. And it's not just you, it's any of your family members too. So, he'll be able to fly first class anywhere in the world with his family. Just
Wow.
it's kind of crazy. But yeah, I mean, here's my goal. And I finally achieved it. It took a while. But I've been into light travel and light packing for a very long time. My goal was to have everything I would need to be able to do a trip of indeterminate period of time, able to be packed into a small duffel bag. And I have this really nice, small duffel bag. And I've got everything packed into a bin, and it's ready to go at any moment's notice. So when I got back from my indeterminate period of time trip, I washed everything and, you know, took it out, folded it back up, put it into the duffel bag.
So you have an emergency bag.
Yeah, I recently had a situation where it really was. I didn't talk about this much, but those who follow me on Twitter know my mom actually, before the holidays, had a stroke and a subsequent car accident. Mm. And so right outside of Hammond, Louisiana. So what that meant was I had to get the first flight out I possibly could to New Orleans, like right now. Like, okay, what's the next flight leaving? Like, go to the airport, buy the ticket, and go, right? I didn't want to have to stop to spend a half hour, 45 minutes packing and deciding what to wear.
Yep.
You know, I wanted to be able to just pick up a bag and go. And in that case, it was an indeterminate period of time. I didn't know if I was going to be there for, you know, 3 days or a month. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that whatever I needed was in that bag. And that bag was easy to pick up and carry. I didn't have to check it. And yeah, I could just shove it into an overhead bin and go. And that was another case where, yeah, I could have, I could have brought my MacBook Air and my iPad and, you know, all of this stuff. But, you know, what I did, I took my iPad, right? I know that's all I needed. Or that was the most of what I needed. I probably could have gotten away if I really wanted to with just my iPhone, but, quite frankly, you know, navigating airline websites on an iPhone to buy a ticket is oftentimes next to impossible, especially some of the discount sites. So, it took me a while to achieve that goal, but I've got some great pants that are super lightweight and I can wash in a sink and they'll dry overnight. So, you know, I get back to my hotel or wherever I am at in the evening, and every piece of clothing I have, from my, you know, underwear, socks, to my pants, to my shirts, everything that's in this bag can be washed, wrung out, hung up, and will be dry by the next morning.
It's like a traveling ninja.
I laugh, but I kind of do feel that way, right?
Yeah.
I feel like, I feel like, yeah, this is the sweet spot. This is enough for me. And I could throw out every piece of clothing I have.
Yeah.
And live like this for a month if I wanted to. I mean, for years if I wanted to.
Hmm.
You know, because basically all of the pieces I have packed in that bag are all designed to mix and match and be worn with each other. So it's like this. I got three of those pairs of pants. I have three t-shirts that are made out of a, you know, material that, you know, they're designed for this. The pants are designed for this. And I've got one long sleeve button up and one short sleeve button up. I've got a Marmot Ion wind shirt that works well for cold and for rain, and folds up into a package about the size of one of the new Apple TVs. And if you haven't seen those, they're pretty tiny. They look like maybe about the size of maybe two Altoids tins stacked together.
Yeah.
All of this stuff can be mixed and matched and arranged. So, it'd be a good 2 weeks before you figured out I really only had a few items of clothing that I was kind of mixing and matching. Yeah, so, yeah, I think that's the way to go.
Most definitely.
So, oh well.
Think about it. Just think about it. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
We're giving you what we do. I spend every weekend at my better half, and I know the exact amount of clothes that I need to take for that. That's just ingrained in my head. To get it down to a minimum and keep it that way, and then take a little bit out and see if you can still do it.
Yeah, yeah, and keep taking it out until it's painful.
Make the bag smaller.
When it gets a little bit, when it gets a little bit painful, well, then you kind of know what your sweet spot was, and that was what it was just before it became painful.
Exactly.
And also realize, I guess, here's some of my three favorite rules. Things you can wash and dry quickly, that's kind of what you want to go for. And there's tons of great, packing and travel websites that will help you find that stuff. The other thing, too, is that think about what you can buy at your destinations in a what-if scenario, and then lose those what-if items as quickly as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, just realize that everything that you add and that you have to carry is that much more weight, and thus that much more burden, is that much more to keep track of, is that much more to lose in some foreign place and never see again. And the less you take, the less you have those chances. One of my favorite sayings is there's two types of luggage in this world, and that's carry-on and lost. And especially in this country, increasingly we're being charged even for checking one bag. They want everything to be carry-on for some I know why, for the money, but so that's my thought. But yeah, I think this has been good. I think we've covered it.
Good stuff.
So thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you.
All right.